We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Well, Steve, the Rev can feel better about himself because he is not the only person to fail at Wheel of More Fortune.
I'd like to buy an O.
Thanks.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Jeez. I always love when Wheel of Fortune is in the news so we can talk about the Rev's failure.
Oh, man, I was just looking back on that, and yeah, great.
You're on the Wheel of Fortune, man. Yeah, how many people can say they did that?
And that's an experience that I'll have with me the entire life that I have.
Did you do so badly, though, that you never got to solve a puzzle?
I solved exactly one puzzle.
Oh, okay.
It was the last puzzle, and it was Electric Razor, which is a little ironic there.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and I got to call Z, which was fun.
And plus, I mean, when you look back on a bucket list of life, at least you can say you're not bankrupt when it comes to your bucket list.
Yeah, just three times over. Thanks there, Steve. Yeah.
That's right. He hit bankrupt three times.
Three times.
I'd like to buy an O.
What did you lose? Like $1 million and a big trip and everything?
A trip, $1 million, a $6,000 shopping spree that my wife really would have loved because she told me.
Yeah.
So it all went great.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, let's judge. At least Rev did solve a puzzle on Friday. A woman wanted to solve the puzzle, only two letters missing. Category was fun and games. And the board read doing headstands and handstands. The only two missing letters were the H in both the headstands and the handstands.
Dude, I saw this. This woman is stupid. I don't mean to be rude, but she's stupid. Okay. I don't know how else to describe her other than stupid.
And you're comparing, we got him in the next room and still?
Oh, no, she's more stupid than the Rev.
Wow.
Pat, I'm ready to solve.
Well, then do it.
Doing headstands and... Oh, doing headstands... Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah?
Doing headstands and bandstands.
No, that is not right.
Oof.
Ouch.
Yeah. Even Pat's like, come on, lady.
She had a brain fart at the exact worst moment you could possibly do that.
In all fairness, you're absolutely right.
That sucks, man.
Horrible. I honestly don't know if I would have got that right either.
You wouldn't have?
I mean, I would like to think I would have, but like you guys said, man, the nerves, the brain
stress.
Farting.
Yeah.
And I didn't see her. So you saw her, and you definitely feel like any moron should have got it.
Well, I could have got it, so yeah.
Okay, fair enough. You know what?
Dude, with the lights there, the pressure, Vanna staring at
you,
Pat staring at you. It can get to you, man.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. I don't even know what that stress would be like. And Rev, you do.
Yeah.
As much as we give you a hard time, I don't even know what that would feel like to be on television playing the game that you love and then just having that moment of, oh, crap.
Well, that happened after Phil, who I'll never forget his name because he made off with over $50,000 in cash and prizes.
Your money.
He was destroying it. And by the third round, when they kind of just sit you off in the back and you're just trying to, I'm just trying to collect my thoughts. I'm like, come on, man, just get it together. Just get one puzzle. One puzzle.
Yeah.
So at least I got one puzzle.
Yeah, you get that one puzzle.
That's strong.
God, I wonder how
broke.
Much. Yeah. Boy, it's tough when you actually, Rev couldn't do anything about the bankrupts. I mean, you know, that just rolls and that sucks.
You could put more oomph into the roll.
Yeah, but I guess he could have done
it's
that.
It's a 2,000-pound wheel. You can't oomph it that much.
Yeah, well, a little bit more, Rev.
The wheel oomphs you, that's for sure.
That's for sure.
Or a little less oomph, one of the two. And either, but when you've got the puzzle in front of you and, you know, and if you, and this happens.
Pat, I'm ready to solve.
Well, then do it.
Doing headstands and... doing headstands. Oh my God.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Doing headstands and bandstands.
No, that is not right.
Again, the category was fun and games.
Yeah. Well, bandstand, if you remember American Bandstand, that was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, there you go. And when you, I mean, bandstands, isn't that where they are? Old timey fun back in the, you know.
You would know better than anyone.
Yeah. Right? We used to have old timey fun back in my day on the bandstand.
That could be your new job. You could be at the side of the stage whenever anyone fails at Wheel of Fortune. You can console them and give them a reason why they were such a failure.
Thank you. Because I know failure. So, I mean, I'm the perfect person to be able to help out somebody.
Do you think her friends troll her when she came back?
Yes.
They're all doing handstands.
That'd be amazing.
Oh, that's a great troll. Just all waiting at the airport, and there is. Oh, gosh. Oh, man. So close to winning. Headstands and bandstands. Should have been handstands.
Damn. She just would have bought one more letter. NH.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to take that chance, but you, boy, if she did.
Yeah, you're right.
But still, she would have. They would have helped her completely because she knew the first H, so she would have guessed an H. Oh, but then you're the Rev, and you spin it, and you get bankrupt.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I like how we have different impressions of the failure sound.
Yours sounds like the Jetsons car.
Sure does. That's a good sound. George is getting the hell out of there, man. Yeah. He's leaving, Spriggy. He's leaving, Mr. Spacely. I mean, that's a good day. That's a good one, too.
Wow.
That's the one.
There we go.
That's it. Well, a rapper has learned a very valuable lesson that when bragging about committing a crime in one of your songs, you know, the feds, they just might be listening. Steve has the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. That was, you know, I tell you, Mel, the big boy, and he's just not giving you the respect.
Rude. He's a jerk.
Yeah.
Next time I see him at Live Day, I'm going to let him know.
Yeah, you show him.
He's got big muscles. Actually, I'm going to tell him thank you for all the hard work that he does for our radio station.
Good there call. Go.
All right. Thanks to Snoqualmie Casino for giving us the Migs Report. And it's a couple special days. First of all, and I love that the Rev was celebrating it in the best way possible with the tag-alongs. It's Girl Scout Day.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, it's not Girl Scout Cookies Day, but I mean, when it comes to Girl Scouts, go buy yourself some Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah. Let me ask you, because I have not had one this season. Have you had one yet?
I haven't either.
And that's good. That's good.
I mean, I still want to enjoy a Girl Scout cookie from time to time.
Yeah, I thought for sure, like, on some of my cheat days, there'd be some around, but there have been none around, and I haven't had any.
I love that Rev sent to our group chat on ourselves. He sent a picture of the tag-alongs, which I thought was fantastic.
Yeah, I've had exactly one.
Box.
Nice.
Oh, one box.
Yeah. I saved a couple for the wife.
Did you freeze the tagalongs? They're delicious that way.
I did not. I usually freeze the Thin Mints if I get them, but the tagalongs, I have to get them, and I'll just eat them basically right there.
That might be the only way I can have a tagalong is if it's frozen.
Wow.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. I mean, Danny and I agree that Samoas are the way to go.
Which
is
why you two are the two biggest idiots on our show.
Truth. Wow. The only way I can have them is in the trash, so, you know, whatever.
Ooh. And don't forget, Aquaman actually agrees with us.
Well, that's because Jason Momoa. It's not real Aquaman. It's Jason Momoa Aquaman.
Aquaman agrees.
The only real Aquaman is Vincent Chase, guys.
Jason Momoa has come out saying he likes the shortbread cookies the best.
Yeah, but that's just like Terry Bollea and Hulk Hogan. One of them has a 10-inch penis, and as far as Aquaman goes, he does love the Samoas.
All right, fair enough. It's also National Pancake Day, which has been changed to IHOP Free Pancake Day. So congratulations, IHOP. You have a special day today. So if you go to IHOP between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., you get yourself a free short stack.
Nice.
And they're also asking people to send some money because they're doing a big fundraiser for kids battling cancer. So if you show up, fork over some cash while you get those free pancakes.
Oh, wait. See, that's the stuff I gotta pay now.
All right, fine.
Yeah.
Hey, do you guys know if April the giraffe has given birth to a kid yet?
I haven't been following April. Is she pregnant?
Yeah, again. This girl gets around.
Does she really?
And apparently there's like a whole, I'm watching the cam, and there's 60,000 other people watching, or 50,000 now, watching April the Giraffe, trying to find out whether or not she's going to give birth today.
What is it about April the Giraffe that people like to see her drop the kids?
I don't know, but it's upstate New York. That's where she's hanging out. And, you know, I mean, you would think they could give her a little privacy, but there's the video camera.
Yeah.
Earlier, I popped it on. She was, like, looking at the camera, licking her lips.
Ew.
So that was kind of weird.
Oh,
because
she knew you were watching.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah, she's like, oh, Steve's on? Hold on, let me make myself purdy.
Well, good luck, April. We wish you nothing but the best.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Here's a valuable lesson for a rapper. He's this guy by the name of Self-Made Cash, and Cash is spelled with a K.
Yeah. Oh, then he must be somebody.
And he likes to rap about credit card fraud. I don't know. Do you know what swiping is?
Is that where somebody takes your information?
I think that's, well, I mean, there's the skimmers, but I guess swipers is somebody that likes to steal your credit card information. So he apparently says he's the greatest swiper of all time.
Okay.
And he even rapped about it in a couple of his songs, one called Swipe God Freestyle and another one called In Swipe I Trust.
All right.
Here's a sample of those songs where he brags about credit card fraud.
It's mad on my own, boss. Got them in their feelings. Uncle Swice, I made a killer. I know one day the feds gon' come pick me up.
One day.
Don't call my phone, them, I'm a 50 plus.
Right.
I don't trust the soul, and swipe, I trust.
And so he even said that he knows that the feds are gonna catch him. And they exactly did that. They were listening to his songs, and they busted him for credit card fraud.
Wow, that guy really did their job for him, didn't he?
So this morning I go on Facebook, and one of my buddy Lance, who lives in Spokane, he goes, what's going on in Spokane today? And I was like, what the hell does that mean? So I go on the Spokane News Twitter feed.
All right.
In the last 12 hours, some crazy stuff has been going on in Spokane.
What's happening in Spokane?
I have no idea. I don't know if they're eating the bath salts or what's going on over in Spokane, but this is actually the stuff that's gone on in the last 11 hours. One of them, a reported male, pulled a gun on two other males. The suspect is a 70-year-old male with a handlebar mustache, orange leather coat, and a cowboy hat.
Nice.
Next
Yeehaw.
One. Female accidentally shot herself in the foot. Medics are responding. Next tweet, and this is all again in the last 12 hours. A reported male in the alley appears to have had his fingers amputated recently and was bleeding from them.
The guy
was throwing air punches and yelling earlier. Law enforcement and medics are responding. Next one. We have a report of a female high-stepping the road with no pants on.
Okay.
Next one. Neighbor who's a meth dealer came into the apartment and recorded him showering to put it on YouTube.
Okay.
Next one. Female is reported for beating on a truck with a bat because she wants the owner to move where it's parked. And finally,
okay, Spokane.
Reports of one neighbor is yelling at another about a tree. Law enforcement is responding.
So Spokane is kicking ass today.
In the last 12 hours, Spokane is on fire.
Wow, dude, that's...
All that was happening.
All that in one... Okay.
Very strange. As far as our weather, 48 degrees and rain, and thank you, Palace Law, for giving us the MIGS report.
Ah, Palace Law, good people. Okay, so I don't know if you guys noticed while we were gone, but I guess there was a big debate going on Twitter about ranking the chips of in the Frito-Lay variety pack.
See, everyone gives us a hard time about always talking about food, but the big debates always seem to be about food, so we're just a reflection of society.
Yeah, we surely are. And one of the people that get involved, Captain America. So we got Aquaman, of course, who loves Samoas.
He likes shortbreads.
Yeah, he likes the shortbread.
That's that guy. That's not the real Aquaman. Aquaman himself.
He is the real Aquaman.
Yeah, whatever.
He's so hot.
How could he do that to that poor little Girl Scout that used them and called them Momoas? But now we've got Captain America who's talking about Fritos.
Okay.
Yeah, he joined the debate, actually, actor Chris Evans, and said, okay, look, here's and I love how he basically put it. I think he said, I have no more to say on it, or I'll take no comments. He just said, here's my top five. Here's my top six. Here's I'm ranking them, and that's all I'm going to say about it.
Okay, so the Lay's variety pack, and he's putting them in his own order.
Yes.
I'm now looking at this, and this is a very difficult debate.
Mm-mm. Yeah, the variety pack is a tough one.
Danny's like, nope.
No, Cheetos, top spot.
Cheetos?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Cheetos out of all of them?
Cheetos out of all of them.
And go home.
What? Are you talking the classic mix? I'm looking at the same one. Those are the best out of all of those.
I would take Fritos over Cheetos any day of the week.
No.
Like one of the guys in the debate said, you know what? He would take Fritos at number three in respect to his grandma. He said, I got to put Fritos number 3%. Yeah, which I thought was a really funny line because that is old school snack. Fritos is the old school snack that your mom, your grandma would give you. And you loved it, at least when I was growing up.
See, I still love Fritos, and they're better than Cheetos.
No, I see. If they were chili cheese Fritos, I would agree with you. But regular original Fritos, nah.
Yeah, see, it's a classic for me. I'll take Cheetos over, I should say Fritos over Cheetos any day. Yeah.
But if you had a pick, I think I might go with the Cool Ranch Doritos.
That is actually what Captain America said.
Well, that's because we're both good Americans.
Yeah. That's what it is.
I will take...
It's a tough one. If you said, what would you like, Fritos or Cool Ranch Doritos, I think I might go Fritos over those.
Why no love for the barbecue chips?
Barbecue chips would be number three for me.
Number three, huh? Number one for me. I love barbecue chips.
Doritos, Cool Ranch, Fritos, barbecue chips.
Wow, just like that. I got no love for Cheetos. I mean, that's my fifth. That's my sixth.
I'm not even putting Cheetos on my
list. Yeah, but look, people. Yeah. I'll have a couple of Cheetos when I really want something like a snack, but I won't eat a whole bag of Cheetos. I really won't.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm really depressed and want to hate myself more, I'll eat Cheetos. Other than
that,
no.
They're nice and soft in your mouth, and they're cheesy.
Well,
that's rare. You like something. Never mind.
Hey.
There was.
I know. Sometimes when you eat too many chips, you start scraping the roof of your mouth.
Yes.
So Cheetos will never.
But they leave that residue on your fingers.
Yeah, that's what you lick off afterwards.
Or you use chopsticks to eat them.
That too.
That's why. I mean, look, Taco Bell didn't make any kind of Locos Taco out of anything but nacho cheese Doritos. That's why. That's the number one. That's my number one.
Well, have you ever tried to put a taco shell in, like, a Cheeto? It just doesn't work. See, they would have done that, but no.
Oh, you think
they couldn't make it work,
Yeah, I'm sure.
They also put Flamin' Hot Cheetos on burritos and tacos, so...
KFC had
to mask the awful flavor of the Cheetos with an awesome burrito.
Look, I mean, KFC is a fine company, but Taco Bell is indeed the best company in the world. And they chose the nacho cheese Dorito to make it. I'm just saying, KFC is a fine company, but if you're going to talk about the best company in the world, it's voted by Steve and me.
So what's the rest of Captain America's list?
So Captain America likes Cool Ranch Doritos at number one.
Okay.
And then for some reason, this is probably Captain America when he joined Hydra, likes Cheetos at number two.
He turned into a terrorist.
Yeah. Then nacho cheese Doritos at number three, which I'll give him credit for. It's like, all right, at least he put him in the top three. Fritos at number four. Don't have a problem with Fritos. And Rev, I actually from time to time do like a barbecue Lay's, so... I could make that.
Puts it at like fifth?
Yeah, I would put it at number three, maybe. Three, four with the
baked ones, though. Baked ones would jump up to number one.
Oh, baked are amazing.
Yeah.
Huh?
Baked Lay's are really, really good.
Baked Lay's are good in a pinch because I'm trying to be good.
Oh, you got to get the hell out. Baked Lay's are the best.
They're not better than the original Lay's.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, they're actually way better.
No, they're not.
It's like someone just sprinkled awesomeness all over those chips.
It has amazing mouthfeel.
I haven't had a baked Lay's in a while,
Why are we even talking to you then?
Because a baked Lay's are for people that wanted to eat original Lay's but didn't want to get fat.
Well, something happened where they became more awesome than the regular Lay's.
See, I haven't had them in a while, so you could be right. I can't fight with you on it because it's been a while, but I remember having my first bag of baked Lay's and thinking, this is great. I get to have a snack.
I think they're way better than the regular ones.
They've upgraded. They're great.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, you got to get me, we got to get me a bag of baked Lay's and regular Lay's and we'll see.
Oh, for science.
I think this is all an excuse. He hates on certain foods so he can try them.
So you can try them.
I hate lobster.
Don't be giving away my secrets, bitch.
I'm looking at the internet right now, and
I really hate steak, guys. I'll try one, but I really hate
filet mignons. Are the worst.
They are the worst, and I don't think. So bring them in just to see if I'm right.
Barbecue. Did they take those out? Because apparently, I'm looking at Sun Chips original have been replacing the barbecue ones because barbecue sucks so bad. Red.
No, you shut up.
I'm just saying.
I like Sun Chips.
I don't know what you're looking at, Danny, but I'm looking at the variety mix, and it's got the barbecue in there. Yeah. And no Sun Chips.
Some of them do, but some of them don't. I don't know.
Ooh, you got to be careful with that, then. That's a landmine.
Here's what I want to say right now.
If we're going to throw garden salsa Sun Chips in, that beats everything.
I agree with you on that one.
Well, I would definitely put garden salsa Sun Chips in my top six. I'll do that.
I'll put it ahead of Cheetos. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm with you on that, Steve. And by the way, this video, which is making the rounds, still nowhere near as crazy popular as the Steve Sun Chips video. You still win, Steve.
That's right. I think we're almost 12 million views on that bad boy.
12 million. I think this had maybe under 100,000 views last time I saw it. Why did Chris Evans get involved in this under 100,000? Doesn't he know the Sun Chips are the one?
That's right.
We need to tag Captain America and go, what about Sun Chips, buddy?
Someone says, baked Lay's are trash. BJ is right. Next one says, you got it right. Steve, Cheetos are 5-year-olds that haven't developed taste buds yet. Those things are nasty.
That's what, you know what, not to put anybody down, but yeah, it does, it's wicked overflavored for me, those Cheetos, and it makes sense that a five-year-old would dig it because, well,
they're delicious, yeah.
Oh, jalapeno Cheetos, best chips on the market. Jalapeno Cheetos are really good.
They're legit, actually. Yeah, those are my favorite types of Cheetos.
I did enjoy them. They burned the hell out of my mouth, but for some reason, the extra hot was nice with the cheese as opposed to just the cheese by itself. So, I'll go for that. All right, well, we've solved that one, Captain
America. No, we haven't solved anything. We just argued about it.
I'm not happy with Captain America because his top two really pissed me off.
His number one was right on.
What, Cool Ranch?
Yes.
No.
When it comes to the variety pack?
Now, the Cool Ranch Dorito is not the best Dorito. The nacho cheese is the best Dorito.
It's overrated.
Overrated?
Yes.
It's the only thing that Taco Bell puts in their Locos Nocos tacos.
Didn't they do a Cool Ranch one? Taco Bell did a Cool Ranch one.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Not first. They did the nacho first.
You go with the OG first, but then obviously there's been an upgrade with the Cool Ranch Dorito, and then they decided, okay, we're going to upgrade again.
Yeah, I'd like to argue with you, but I do like Cool Ranch too, so it's not like a fight that I really want to lose.
And anytime anybody buys one of those snack packs, it's usually for a sports event, for kids, and the freaking Cool Ranch ones were always the first to go.
That's because those kids are stupid.
Where's kale chips on this list?
Nowhere.
Kale chips.
Not anywhere near
anything.
In the
garbage.
That's Steve's wife's number one favorite chip.
It's fantastic.
I think that's something that we can bond over.
Fantastic, you're going to put to kale chip?
If kale chips wouldn't break up so much, I would enjoy them more. They all fall apart and it's just a crumbly mess. I don't know. I'm going to take a baked chip over a kale chip anyway.
You're going to take any. Look, what? The only thing you might take a kale chip over is the Cheetos.
Yeah. Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you're a happily married man and I know that kale chips can be not horrible, but come on. You're not going to like kick a Frito out, kick a nacho out.
Kick a Cheeto out.
Yeah. I'll kick a Cheeto out too for a kale chip. Yeah. Sorry, Danny.
I can't deal with you people.
That's right. I'll get you some Samoas to soften the blow.
Yes!
Yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
What is the name of the monster in Stranger Things?
Lego.
No.
Seven.
No.
Crap. Bird Box.
No.
Bird Box.
Bird Box.
That is the name of the monster. It's Bird Box. Watch out, it's Bird Box coming. Yeah, it's Demogorgon, Steve. That's what we're looking for. You want a shot at beating Steve? Okay, you got it. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.